Welcome to the Forgotten Word radio program. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Welcome you again today. We want to start off this week speaking a little bit about these motivational, name it and claim it, word faith preachers. Primarily, I want to point out some things that I noticed in error from a particular minister of that name it and claim it gospel, Mike Murdoch. I'm sure most of you out there is familiar with the name Mike Murdoch. Mike's quite a character. He preaches some Bible truths, and he makes up a lot. And that's my opinion, and also the opinion of many other people that have studied Mike Murdoch and his wisdom theology that he, you know, talks about so much. Mike's the kind of guy who, you know, he's not ashamed to stand up and ask money from anybody. Mike's quite a character, like I said in the beginning. He just thinks nothing of doing whatever he thinks it takes to get the money coming in. Mike has no problem asking the little old lady, little old retired person to go in the cookie jar and get their last $10 and send it to him, because he promises them a hundredfold return of their money. So he's promising these old poor people, you know, a lot of money in return for their giving. They think that, you know, the Lord's going to give them the hundredfold back and that type of a thing. And, you know, and I understand what he's saying. But, you know, that's not what the Lord tells us to do, especially with, you know, some of these younger, the older people. Well, the Bible makes it clear that we're supposed to take care of the little ones and the elderly, not take their money from them on false promises that they're going to give $10 and get back $100, or give $100, get back, you know, $1,000 or whatever, or $10,000, whatever he says it is. I mean, it's just sad to see that some people can do this to these older people and not lose any sleep over. Just amazing to me. But Mike does things in a different realm. He reminds me of the old cliche of the used car salesman. You know, I know I've talked about Mike before, but I want to get into some of the actual things that he's sent out through email. He talks about renaming your moments. You know, he said, remember the Garden of Eden? God authorized Adam and Eve to name the animals anything they wanted them to be. This is a very powerful principle. Some would name Calvary a failure. It was not. Well, you know, and that's where he starts telling some truths here. He said, you know, God renamed it a success, and that's true. But, you know, when you look back at what he said here, see, God authorized Adam and Eve to name the animals, and nowhere in the Bible can I find, and I looked at all, about seven or eight different versions, so I don't know what version he's using, but everywhere you look at in the Bible in verse 19 and the Genesis there, it says, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now, a lot of the versions do say that, and brought them unto the man. And this version is from the King James, says Adam. That other version use the word Adam. But some versions do say that God brought them unto the man, and he, you know, named them whatever. Nowhere does it say that Eve named the animals with Adam. But this is one of the little things. You see, here's what people miss out on, and they say, oh, you're nitpicking. No, I'm not nitpicking. False teachers bring you into their realm very slyly and slowly. They don't expect to preach one little sermon or give you one little lesson and expect you to fall for them hook, line, and sinker. They slowly indoctrinate into your mind all these little things that you don't understand or you don't catch, because they're being so subtle about it, to where eventually everything this guy says seems to be gospel to you. Here he's trying to say that God authorized Adam and Eve to name the animals anything they wanted them to be. And then he says, this is a very powerful principle. Now see how he's telling you. This all comes on his tape here. The turning point, my turning point, conversations with God. He's getting you to try to understand that you have the authority. that you can rename your moments in anything you want them to be. After all, Adam and Eve did. And that's not true. Do you think for 1 minute that Adam and Eve ate from the tree of life thinking that they could rename rename their moments and that it would actually be true? And we found out it wasn't, didn't we? Because God told them it wouldn't be. So see, renaming their moment didn't make it a reality. Just like renaming your moments aren't going to make everything a reality. You have to understand that what you do has to be with God, through God, and of God. Not just you. You're not in control like you think you are. Mike would let you think that you are. You know, he does all this because he wants to sell you something. That's just all this boils down to. He says you can discover so much in the season and the experiences some call a failure. Simply rename your moments. The incredible wisdom study on this subject will change your life forever. And then he goes on to tell you how you can buy this from him at this amount of money and blah, blah, blah. See, it's all a lead up to the money. It's all just a lead up to your money. And if we ever can get past this and understand that these types of ministers are strictly into it for the money. It's sickening and it's sad, but it's the truth. You got to get past thinking that just because someone is successful and just because they claim to be called of God doesn't mean they are. I can't tell you how many people email me saying so-and-so's church has to be from God or it would never be so successful. It would never be so big. There's more Satan-loving worldly people in this world than there is Christians people. How can you even think stupid thoughts like that? More people follow the world than follow Christ. And that's sad because that's not the way the Lord would want it to be. But it's a fact. And just because so-and-so's church is so big and they're so rich and successful doesn't mean that it's godly. It just means they're rich and successful and you need to find out why. And if you dig deep enough and study and listen and think and use your head and read the Bible and allow the Holy Ghost to work with you and read God's Word, you'll find out why. And if it's because it's biblical, then that's why. But if it's because they're manipulating you into believing one way instead of the right way, then it's wrong and you need to run away from it and get away as fast as you can. It's just, like I said, I continue to be amazed at some of the things that Mike does. Here's another one. He says, search for the treasures hidden in warfare. Opposition is merely a signal that you are making progress. Herod sought to kill Jesus. Pharaoh sought to kill Moses. You will always experience warfare when you pursue your dreams and goals. Warfare always surrounds the birth of a miracle. And then he goes on to tell you how you can now have this miracle by ordering the law of protocol. So see, what this verse is really saying, our reward, because here's a verse that he uses. I should have read that first. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Matthew 5:11-12. See, it does not say anything about your reward here. And that they use this verse to make you think that you can do this and do that and do this and do that and you're going to reap this big, huge reward right here. The Lord in this verse says, for great is your reward in heaven. Much more of a reward than you can get anywhere else. But Murdoch would have you believe that he's got the law of protocol because God gave it to him. And now instead of God saying, your great is your reward in heaven, he's saying great is your reward now because after all, you can pursue that your dreams and goals by using that scripture. That's nonsense. Here's one that tells you that your giving has to be a habit so that you will get a good return on your giving. So here he says, when you sow consistently, you will reap consistently. God will provide seed to anyone who is willing to sow it. And that's true. I believe that with all my heart. I believe the seed he's given me to sow is the seed of the Word of God. That's exactly the seed the Lord's talking about here. Firm ground. Plant this Word on firm ground. The words I'm speaking need to be planted on firm ground, which is the Lord, and many, many will reap the benefits of it. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Heaven is my goal. But he says, God will provide, Murdoch says, God will provide seed to anyone who is willing to sow it. Expect him to multiply your seed 100-fold as he promised. The habit of sowing is more powerful than the amount you sow. And he says, but here's the scripture he uses, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Mark 10:30. He doesn't understand what Murdoch doesn't understand, and none of these word faith prosperity gospel people understand, is everybody is not going to be a millionaire. Everybody is not going to be a millionaire. Don't you guys understand that? I don't think that your giving should become a habit to where it's just what you do automatically. As far as just, yep, it's give, give, give. Because you lose, I think what you do is it becomes a habit. When it becomes a habit, in the sense that he's saying, I think it should never be that way. And here's why. It should be a joyful, voluntary act given without any expectations of return. I believe that. When you give as a habit, expecting great returns, you lose the true meaning of what giving's all about and focus only on what you'll get in return. And the return, in Mike's case, is money, 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 money. And I think that that's dangerous, and I think it's false, and I think that that's the worst thing you can do, is to give out a habit just because it's a habit, not a lifestyle of blessing from you, because it's a joy to give, as the Lord said. I don't believe Mike's way is the right way at all. The 100-fold nonsense that he keeps preaching everybody's going to get. They don't seem to get it, but he does. And that's really what the basis of this is all about. Mike continues to get 100-fold. Sure, he does. Mike will give $2,000 a week and take his, $200,000 in return from all these people listening to him every day to the bank. And he does it, and he thinks that's a great thing, even though these poor people are starving, half of them, trying to get by, and instead of relying on God's word, they're relying on Mike's word, and they're losing out. And that's where the fallacy comes in. That's where the falsehood all comes in. It's a sad, sad state when people put their faith in people like Mike Murdoch. Their faith has to be put in God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. That's the only way that they're going to succeed. It's the only way they're going to be successful. It's the only way they're going to reap the benefits of heaven. The reward in heaven outweighs all the rewards we could ever gather together on this earth. Why can't people understand that instead of falling for these phony balonies who think just the contrary? It just makes you want to get sick watching how they do. It's sad. It just truly is sad. And I hope and pray that somehow people will get to the understanding that there is more to life than money and listen to what these shysters have to say. Listen, gotta go. See you in the morning. God bless you. Tune in again tomorrow. Thank you much. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CampPoint, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.